knights, I bid you welcome to your new home. Let us ride to Camelot.
We're knights of the round table. We dance where we're able. We do routines and all the scenes of footwork impeccable. We dine well here in Camelot. We eat ham and jam and spam a lot. We're knights of the round table. Our shows are for the table. The many times we give and rhyme that are quite unsingable. We're often mad in Camelot. We sing from the diaphragm.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our third hour on Tuesday, the 29th. It is the 29th of August. The purpose of the day is to learn to use a map, a topographical map, and a compass, a fun hobby and peacetime, a matter of life and death in hard times. We have with us Mr. J.R. Nyquist. His website's jrnyquist.blog. I say again, jrnyquist.blog. Books for sale at Amazon. An excellent article written once or twice a week, and there's a way people can subscribe to your website to support it. How can they do that, Jeff?
I'm not able to put that up right now. I'm having trouble with the site.
Okay, well, it'll be back up soon, and once it is, which hopefully will be in a day or two.
There's at the bottom of every article, there'll be a way you can support the site.
Absolutely. Well, that's good, and we look forward to having it back. Well, Jeff, we talk about the International Commons Conspiracy, which has been going on now in earnest since 1917. What's that, 106 years? My goodness. Time flies when you're having fun. The International Commons Conspiracy began pretty quickly to attack the West with multiple ways of harming us, including a culture war, where they've infiltrated our public and private schools, changing in the 1930s, for example. We had an education system that was working really great, wasn't broken, and they, in my opinion, it's the communists that took our wonderful education system and broke it. What do you think, sir?
They've converted into a socialist conveyor belt for making the new generation socialist.
Absolutely, they have, and they've mostly achieved their goals, haven't they?
Say that again.
I say again, they mostly have achieved their goals, haven't they?
Yeah. I mean, they don't ever do 100%, but yeah, look, most young people are influenced by socialist ideas. They have socialist ideas.
Let's refer two or three of those socialist ideas that they've acquired that are harmful to our society at large.
That, you know, everybody should be equal, and that we need to, make the rich poor and the poor rich by moving wealth around. That corporations are evil, that the government is the solution, those kind of ideas.
Absolutely.
That America is racist, and therefore we have to, you know, and the people, white people who have things have them because they've been taken from black people or people of color. Those are some of the ideas. Those prepare the way for creating the supermajority the Communist Party wants. The Communist Party platform is to get women who are upset at being treated a certain way, and to get people of color, and to create a majority out of those two groups or that set of groups to overthrow the Constitution, to push past as the communist program for America does, push past our Constitution, because our Constitution is bourgeois. That is, our Constitution supports property rights. And they have to get rid of property rights. That way the government can basically have, if you don't have property and the government is the source of everything you have, because they can take and give as they please, you have no freedom, you have nothing. You're basically just a ward of the state. And so the people that then support the dictatorship will get all the property, effectively. And the people that don't will be expropriated and put into camps.
Yes, and that's the ultimate goal, isn't it?
Well, that's one thing that they produce.
Absolutely. And I should mention, you got a question or comment, just give us a call at 512-248-8252. Jeff, segue here. What updates, if any, do you have on the ongoing war in Ukraine, sir?
Yeah, the war on Ukraine is, Ukrainians have made progress in the last couple weeks, and they're within 60-something miles of the Sea of Azov. And if they cut that line, the Russian armies in the south will be in trouble. And there's been two Russian counterattacks, serious ones, that were basically wiped out. So the Russians are having real problems. So it's turning badly for them right now.
Yes. And any prognostications on where this is going? How quickly, sir?
Well, the Ukrainians are being careful because they don't want to suffer heavy casualties. And, of course, the U.S. is slow-walking support. If the U.S. had set support, the support that had been promised, for example, no Abrams tanks have been delivered. And they weren't even going to deliver very many of those. So it's really slow-walking everything, especially the HIMAR ammunition. So that slows them down. They can't make an advance unless they have the ammunition and the support from us. Of course, Europe is stepping up and giving them more. But now that we're about to go into September, this is when it starts to become a little more rainy. You're getting closer to October when the heavy rains come. When the heavy rains come, operations will really be slowed. And it will be difficult to do anything. If they can, of course, we don't know how the weather's going to be, but if they can cut the Russians before the heavy rains, then Russia will be in really serious trouble. If not, then the thing will drag on through the winter.
Approximately, I know it was not a specific date, approximately how many weeks before the heavy rains kick in, sir?
Well, it's usually October, but it can start in September, second half of September. I mean, weather's variable.
Anywhere from 2 to 6 weeks is basically what we're talking about.
Yeah, I mean, they don't have, it's going to be more frequent rain, and the ground is going to start to soften here in September. So, but September, usually the next couple weeks is good. Next 2-3 weeks is usually pretty good. So we'll see. It's a matter of skirting the enormous number of mines and minefields that the Russians have laid and getting into the flanks of the Russian forces. So the Russians don't seem really able to handle it. And, of course, the death of Prigozhin indicates, you know, there's some serious problems there. There's generals that have been removed. There's, you know, people in high places that haven't been seen for weeks. So we don't know what's going on in Russia. So there's, what do you do when you're failing very badly at a war? How do you get yourself out of it? So it's interesting to see.
It is. We're a caller and hold here, Jeff. We got, looks like, Jim in Texas. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning. Thank you for my call. Hey, have y'all ever heard of Bo Polly?
Who?
His name is Bo, B-O-P-O-L-Y-N. P-O-L-N-Y is his last name. But anyway, he's kind of like a prophet.
I haven't heard of him.
I haven't either. No. What about him?
Well, look him up on the internet. He's been lecturing everywhere, all over the internet. Anyway, he's given these dates that line up with Scripture. And he's talking about the days of Daniel, 3.5 years before and 3.5 years after this summer. He points out everything that's happened by Scripture up to this point. And then he goes into where the system is going to totally fail around the end of September. He gives the date of the 24th of September. Okay. Cliff High the other night in his... when he was talking about this stuff over in Maui, he says around the 24th of September, those people in Hawaii are going to retaliate. There will be deaths coming to those people that caused all this crap over there. And and Bo Polly says that on the 24th, the money system will fail here, and that it will be totally worthless. The greenback will, and that way, when that happens, there won't be any way to bribe any official, because the money will be worthless unless they're bribed with gold or silver that the left doesn't have. They just don't have it. Only the banks have got any of the gold and silver. So your average guy that bribes everyone isn't going to have the gold to bribe these people with. So that's when it ends right there. When they can't, people aren't going to say, well, if you can't pay me, then I'm not going to do it. You understand? So all this comes to an end in September, and it's in Scripture. And the reason this is happening is because Roe v. Wade was overturned last year in June. And ever since then, the left has been going down. Everything has been failing for them, because we got our country. We got God's country back. We stopped the abortions. And if you want to listen to this, go to Bo Polly, look him up on the Internet. He's all over these Christian websites. He's lectured everywhere about what's going on. And I do have to believe him, because if this doesn't happen, it's up to us. It's up to us. Either we have a country, we have the United States, or we have a communist enclave here that will be just like you just said, Mr. Rehnquist. And I'm not going to put up with it. I will die. I will kill these people before I put up with this crap any longer. Y'all have a good day.
Okay. Thanks for the call. Very passionate caller, wasn't he, Jeff?
Yeah. Well, that's a lot of people feel that way, that communists take over the country. They'd rather die than become part of it. And, you know, I'd prefer to die. I don't want to live in a communist country.
Well, I like the attitude of General Patton, is to make the other guy die for what he believes in. That's my goal.
Yeah. Well, it's not always possible to make that kind of ideal situation. Sometimes
it's an attitude. You don't know what the outcome is going to be, but it's an attitude.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
No, you don't want to die for no reason.
No reason at all. It has to be worthwhile, obviously, before you make that kind of commitment. And, well, thank you for the update on Ukraine. What updates, if any, on communist China and Taiwan, sir?
Well, China's economy is going bad, and some analysts don't think that China can even survive economically. They're going to have a crash, and it's going to be very, very serious, very bad crash. And there's an effort. The U.S. government, believe it or not, the Biden administration wants a giant tech transfer to China. And that giant tech transfer to China, is calculated to try to rescue them from their present problems. It's outrageous, and I hope people will stand up and block it. But this is in the works right now. So, you know, if people think the Biden administration is anti-communist, they got another thing coming for them. That is a screwy bunch of people in the White House there.
Absolutely. Well, my understanding is the very first time that Joe Biden ran for U.S. Senate was that half a century ago. That was funded by the communists. Is that your awareness also?
Well, he was supported by the Council for a Livable World, which is a communist front organization founded by communists. And he was also supported by Armin Hammer, who was, as Edward J. Epstein's Hammer file shows, he was a communist KGB agent. So Hammer also supported Al Gore Sr. and Jr. in Tennessee in the U.S. Senate as well. So, yeah, this is par for the course. I mean, this is who Joe Biden really is. Joe Biden pretends to be a middle-of-the-road Democrat, or even right of center on crime and things like that, but he's not. He's always been working for the enemy.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, bought and paid for by the communists, isn't he, sir?
Yeah, and a lot of people just fall for it. They don't. People who are naive and don't understand what communism is. A lot of people think that communism is not a serious issue. either because it's just Russian imperialism or it's just Chinese, you know, imperialism. But the communists that run those countries are serious, and they coordinate and cooperate with the communists in other countries. And this is how they're taking over Latin America. It's why you've got former communists in power in Colombia now, in Chile. And, of course, the Workers' Party took over in Brazil. And Bolsonaro had to even leave the country. So they're taking over south of the border, and they're coming for us. And they've got our government. They've got their people inside of our government. They're trying to use our own institutions against us. That's what they're trying to do. And, of course, it's a matter of doing it in a way that doesn't get them, you know, killed. Because if they do, if they move too fast and they do too much in the wrong way, there will be a reaction, illegal and otherwise, and that reaction, they could be killed. So what they're doing is very dangerous, trying to take away the rights of millions of Americans, hundreds of millions of Americans, trying to take away their ability to eat or to make a living, locking them down, doing policies to destroy their economic wherewithal. That makes people angry. You make a couple hundred million people angry, you could die very easily trying that.
Well, Jeff, there's people that believe the following, and I have to admit there's a ring of truth to this. Tens of millions of Americans, they went along with COVID number one, and as a consequence, tens of thousands of Americans lost their businesses that they owned, lost their jobs that they had, went through financial ruin, followed up by what I call the COVID clot shot, which has disabled and killed tens of thousands of more Americans. The next time they try it, which is beginning right now, as we heard from Dave at the colleges and universities, airports, it's not going to be met with the same response that we had in January of 2020, will it, sir?
Well, there's no major pandemic. There's no people dying. We know what this thing is, and we know that it doesn't kill that many people anymore. And the idea of locking down and destroying businesses and doing this is really crazy. And people are going to not accept it. But, of course, we don't know. You know, people are addicted to their prosperity. They don't like the inconvenience of having to do something about this. And so we don't know what kind of reaction we're going to see. We're just going to have to wait and see what people do. I'm not, I'm uncertain about how people will react if the government just arbitrarily starts using these emergency powers to lock folks down. We'll have to see. But of course, they had everybody scared about the bug before. Can they actually revive that scare? And then, of course, they would like to try to use look, the Soviet Union said years ago, we're going to use the UN to help us take over the world. These are all communist-controlled organizations and so on. You look at the World Health Organization, for example, that's just overtly controlled by the communists. The communists took that organization over long ago. And this is just an attempt to – it's really economic sabotage. The stupid, you know, utopian socialists here in this country who want to go along with this, who believe in global warming and all the other active measures of the communist movement – they're just destroying their own country's economic wherewithal and military potential so that the Chinese and the Russians can more easily take everything over.
Roger that. We have, it looks like Jim from Texas is back again. Welcome back, Jim.
Thank you for taking my call again.
Go ahead, Jim.
Have you heard of Mike Gill? Hello, can you hear me?
I haven't heard of Mike Gill. Neither one of us heard of Mike Gill, no.
All right. He was a big time. He's alive. He's in hiding right now, but he was a big time real estate agent. He made billions of dollars doing what he did. I hear the commercial coming.
Hold on. We have a break. We'll be right back.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these five easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your five easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our five easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
Attention, freedom-loving patriots. Are you ready to dive deep into the principles that founded our great nation? Join me, Peter Serafine, and the Institute on the Constitution as we light the way to a brighter future with the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. At liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom, you'll find a treasure trove of online courses on the U.S. Constitution, carefully crafted to empower you with knowledge to defend your rights and liberty. Whether you're a student, a history enthusiast, or just a concerned citizen, these courses are for you. Gain a comprehensive understanding of our Constitution's principles, the wisdom of our founding fathers, and how to apply them in today's world. As a special offer to our freedom-loving listeners of Republic Broadcasting Network, use coupon code RBN at checkout and get 20% discount on any course. Join the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom and be a part of the movement to uphold the values that have made our nation exceptional. Unleash the power of knowledge and protect what truly matters, our Constitution. Visit liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom today. Don't miss this incredible opportunity. Use code RBN for 20% off. Together, we'll be the beacon of freedom our founding generation envisioned. Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. Illuminating minds, empowering patriots.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org. Smash that donate button like Russian peacekeepers smashing through the Azov neo-Nazi terrorists in the Donbass.
I don't think you can explain politics without looking at Jewish power any more than you can explain physics without dealing with gravity.
9/11 was a jointly conducted covert operation that involved multiple states, the Saudis, the Israelis, and what you could call the deep state in the United States.
With anti-Semitic remarks.
yeah, you're jiggling juice, we used to say, the dancing Israelis.
So even the Republicans now are compromising, and they're pushing issues that are destructive to the white race.
They would always say, like, are we just going to talk about this stuff on the radio? Like, what are we going to do about it?
Either we force the democracy to work by actually getting the ballot access, getting the candidates, getting in office, getting our message out there to the people, or we expose just how undemocratic it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, town there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Then I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. The Labor Day sale on energy cleaners is in effect right now until midnight Labor Day. That's $25 off energy cleaners, 25% off mattress pads. You can place your order right there at my website using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa, or call my toll-free order line, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Jeff Nyquist, his website, jrnyquist.blog. I say again, jrnyquist.blog. Books for sale at Amazon. And Jim, are you still with us with your comments, sir?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Go ahead, sir.
I just want, okay, Mike Gill explained one evening, I was listening to him, you know that bank that failed in California in the Silicon Valley Bank last year, remember? Okay, that depositor that took that out, that was a cartel that did that. And Mike Gill explains that New Hampshire, they have totally captured the state of New Hampshire. And the governor, Sununu, who's in charge of New Hampshire, he's under the control of the cartel from Mexico. And all that money goes through New Hampshire, and then it runs through the United States, and it controls Katie Hopkins and all those people down there that are involved with this. They have the control of the whole United States, the cartel does. And how, and if you get all Dave Hodges back on, he'll explain how the cartels launder their money through real estate and then give it back to the officials. Well, that's what they've done in New Hampshire and everywhere else in this country. And they have this country by the balls, the cartel does. The only way out of this is for this system, for the money system, to completely fail. And I think it will fail here real soon, because BRICS, 144 nations last month said, no more dollar. We're not going to use it. So all the dollars are coming home pretty soon. So this stuff may end here real soon. And the only thing I got to tell everyone is,
we lost you, Jim. Jeff, looks like we lost Jim. Maybe he can call back and wrap up his comments.
Have a good day.
Okay. Well, he came back right at the last moment. Well, Jeff, you began your quest more than 37 years ago when you found out you couldn't pursue your career as a professional instructor, teacher, unless you became a communist, didn't you?
Well, I could have gone along with it and kept my mouth shut.
Right.
But
right.
I opened my big fat mouth, and it wasn't very good for having a career.
No, that would be no way to live. You'd be living a double life. It'd be a life of fraud.
I challenge any teacher, become vocally anti-Marxist and see what that does to your career.
Right.
And how you get treated. See how that works for you.
Yeah. I agree. Absolutely. It's a shame. In the news yesterday, there was a school shooting in Chapel Hill University, North Carolina, which the communists took it over half a century ago. I lived just less than an hour drive from there for a year and a half at Fort Bragg. Apparently it was a targeted attack, a Chinese national attacking a professor for reasons we don't know yet. But, much of the education system has been taken over by the Marxists, hasn't it?
Yeah, it. I suppose it. There may be bubbles in different places where they haven't, but they have imposed their curriculum, their measures, their ideas. Many of the ideas they're not overtly Marxist, but they're created by Marxists to allow the student's mind to reach that place that they want the students at. And it's not just dumbing down. As Robin Eubanks points out in Educated to Destroy, I think is the title of her book, she points out that it's actually the purpose is to make the mind, to cripple children's minds so that they cannot reason. They can't think in abstractions, so they can't correctly come to conclusions on their own.
And it's all by design, isn't it?
Yeah, in fact, the curriculum, our educators, our top-level educators, went to the Soviet Union in past decades, and they came back with these Soviet programs for education that were invented in the USSR. And we have the, you know, Russian language originals, but the actual description of why it's made the way it is, that part of the Russian program, we don't have access to that. We've never seen those documents, why it was developed the way it was. And by the way, these programs are not just used in the United States. I've talked to Brazilian politicians and educators. They're used in Brazil. It's used all over the world in different countries, in Africa and South America. They're conditioning people so that they cannot realize what's happening to them. And then they basically guide everyone through these narratives, through false narratives like global warming, you know, climate change, so on.
Here's our break. We'll be right back.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Antelope Hill Publishing is America's leading publisher of dissident books, bringing you a wide variety of new translations and original works on every subject, from the funding behind the transgender movement to firsthand memoirs of World War II previously inaccessible to English-speaking audiences. We publish books that mainstream publishers won't touch, full of information that challenges the political status quo. Whether you count yourself as a political dissident, student of history, connoisseur of philosophy, or enthusiast of exciting and thought-provoking fiction, you owe it to yourself to check out our catalog. With exclusive offerings like The Transgender Industrial Complex, Solzhenitsyn and the Right, The Open Society Playbook, Opioids for the Masses, and many more, there's something for everyone. And new titles are added every month. Check out our catalog today at antelopehillpublishing.com and use code RBN Readers 2023 for 10% off your order. That's RBN Readers 2023 at antelopehillpublishing.com.
Fix bayonets. Nicole Colgren, wherefore many men have gone.
All right, we're back. We're back. My website is thelibertyman.com. My COVID panel has a new article being added today. The evidence, and it's very clear and convincing evidence, of the complicity of the National Institutes of Health with the Wuhan virus and the vaccine. A very damning evidence. My Labor Day sale of energy cleaners is in effect right now until midnight Monday. $25 off energy cleaners, 25% off mattress pads. Yes, you can place your order right there at my website at thelibertyman.com using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. You can send me a check. My address is there also. And you can also call my toll-free order line. It's 800-592-9543. Visiting with Jeff Nyquist, his website's jrnyquist.blog. I say again, jrnyquist.blog. Books for sale at Amazon. Jeff writes one or two excellent articles a week, and I urge you to read all six of Jeff's books. Jeff, we educate and inform people every Tuesday and Wednesday. You have an hour tomorrow also about the true threats of international comms conspiracy, which is I regard as being insidious. Don't you, sir?
Well, I would prefer to call it the communist movement because that's what it is. I mean, it's an open secret. I mean, you can go to a bookstore and you can order Lenin's book, What is to be Done, in which he says we have to form a conspiratorial communist, a conspiratorial political party. And then what they did is by getting control of Russia, one country, Moscow became the general staff of the revolution in the world. There's communists in every country. It's not just Russian. It's communist. It's an ideal that exists. You know, Karl Marx was born in Germany, and he lived in a lot of his life. He lived in England, and so it is an ideology which it has many denominations. There's many variations on it, but they all have common characteristics, and they want to move the world in a certain direction. And the communists are the best organized. They're the core, and they are able to corral all these other leftist groups. Manipulate them, and now they're corralling people on the right. They're manipulating them because their great strategy, their great insight into strategy, which goes back into Russian and Chinese history, it involves dialectics. Their strategy is to be on both sides of a struggle. It's called the scissor strategy. If you have agents on both sides of a struggle, you can make that struggle, you can have it end the way you want, because you're controlling the strategy on both sides, or you're manipulating both sides, and then you're destroying the people on both sides of the conflict that will block your control of everything, right? You're trying to get total control. But it's very gradual. It's a painstaking process. They've been developing their strategy and their methodology for over 100 years. Lenin took over Russia in 1917. And, of course, you've got the Castros took over Cuba in 1959. You've got, Nicaragua, Daniel Ortega's there. You've got, as I mentioned, Brazil, Chile, Colombia, Peru is in a kind of turmoil after having elected a communist president who they then removed from office. You've got Bolivia, Evo Morales and his group. They're taking over these countries and all over Africa, too. And their goal is to control resources, mines, and so forth around the world, so they can strangle us. In the meantime, they've got the communists here and the climate change people here trying to sabotage our economy and bring us down. Because if our economy collapses, we can't defend from attack from abroad. They'll just overrun Ukraine and Europe and East Asia and the Pacific, and they'll come after us. And they might, if it goes badly for them, they might end up having to go to nukes, which I have always suspected at some point it's going to go badly. And right now, after the invasion of Ukraine has failed, it's been going badly for them. And Russia and China are allied. Those Chinese ships off the coast of Alaska, there were Russian ships with that that armed group of ships that came near Alaska here a month ago. So they're allied. They're doing it to Japan all the time. They're flying bombers, both Chinese and Russian, right up to Japanese airspace. Why? Because it's the Cold War never ended. And the purpose of ending it was to open up our politics so we would allow far leftists to present themselves and then to present themselves as centrists. People like Hillary Clinton, who was not a centrist. She was a far leftist. And Bill Clinton, radical people. Presenting themselves as centrists. Obama, the same thing, mentored by communist Frank Marshall Davis. And look at Biden. He's taken money from the Russians and the Chinese. And what is he doing now? The Congress votes $48 billion in military aid to Ukraine, and he cuts it down to where we've only given, as of the beginning of last month, $17 billion. I mean, look at he left $85 billion worth of weapons in Afghanistan. So what is that? what's the real cost here? What's really going on? So I submit that Mr. Biden is really always a helpmate of the Chinese and Russians. He's prepared to bail out China, and he'll bail out Russia, too, if he gets the chance. But, of course, since they don't have total control here in this country, they want it, but they don't have total control, he has to be careful. Because when you go up against hundreds of millions of people to take their rights and their stuff away from them, they might turn violent on you and kill you. So they're very aware of having to move very cautiously. That's what they've done. We'll see if they have the guts to try another lockdown when there's no pandemic.
Well, maybe their goal is to institute some type of violent resistance, because it looks like that's what they're going to get.
That would be, you know, that could be over, you know, in a matter of days. And, you know, they got to be careful what they do. They have to be really careful because they also don't know. They're trying to, right now there's a purge. I heard it from two people that used to work at the National Security Agency. I heard them say that they're purging our intelligence agencies of conservatives. So they've got it down below 20%. They're trying to get it down to 10%. The problem is that how can those agencies act, even if they've got mostly brainwashed college kids and some activists, socialist activists in these agencies, in the FBI, in the CIA, at the management level, how can they make these agencies go against the American people without having a number of the brainwashed people wake up and say, wait a minute, I was taught wrong, these people are doing something bad, or having the remaining conservatives turn against it and blow the whistle? So you do have a problem. They do have a problem in that they need to get sufficient control so that they can actually turn guns on people and force a dictatorship. And they need people to be passive. They need people not to react. They need judges and courts to rule in the ways they want. And they need to control the White House. And so now we've got a year from this coming November, we've got an election. And they've got to make sure they win that election. Because if they lose the federal government now, with all the laws they've broken, if there is a real investigation, if there is a house cleaning, and I'm very doubtful there will be, because Trump had a possibility to do that before and he didn't. And I don't know why. He brags now about removing Comey. No. You have hundreds of these people. There's about 8,000 people in the security establishment probably that have to be removed from their jobs if you want the country to be safe.
What a massive, massive undertaking. Let's take this call here, Jeff. We got Happy Moose in Canada. Good morning, Happy Moose.
Hi, good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
We're fine. Okay. Go ahead.
Good. I wanted to ask Jeff, have you heard of an outfit called Radio Echo of Moscow?
Oh, yes, of course. They were one of the last voices that were critical of the Russian government. There's some of their people there tend to be on the liberal left side, but they're very critical of Putin. Yevgenia Albats is one example of someone who's broadcast from there. She's she's a famous Russian journalist. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. So I was aware of the existence of Radio of Moscow, but one thing Radio Echo of Moscow. But one thing that I didn't know was that it was shut down by the Russian government a few days after the invasion of Ukraine began.
Yes, that's correct.
And for me, as someone who is aware of the existence of the station, it's a clear signal the direction in which Putin is headed, and he's literally recreating the Soviet Union. First internally, of course, so with measures reining in the types of intellectuals who would appear on that radio station. There was also a lot of wealthy people who lived in the Rublevka neighborhood of Moscow who would listen to the station. These people are the types who have traveled the world, have seen the freedom and the success of the West, and then they would return to Moscow and say, you know, why don't we do the same stuff in Russia? And so by invading Ukraine, and then the subsequent reaction of the West with sanctions, a lot of the wealthy people who were supporting the, let's call it the entourage of Radio of Moscow, lost their assets. And these were people who had the ability to bring Putin to his knees. And now, by shutting down that radio station, Putin is literally retaking that control and cutting off those people at their knees. So there's a sort of an internal power struggle that I see there as well. But definitely nothing
radio,
good.
Yeah. No, well, the thing is, Putin really took over a lot of the media early on in his presidency. He got Gusinski, who controlled some of the more popular TV channel, one of the more popular TV channels in Russia, that actually did a claymation satire of Yeltsin and Putin. They forced that show off the air, and then they basically forced Gusinski to just hand over his media empire to them, and he fled to Israel. But the thing is that the Putin has been killing journalists. I mean, Paul Klebnikov, an American of Russian heritage, shot down on a street in Moscow. Anna Politkovskaya, shot in I think in a lift or just outside a lift by her apartment. You've got Alexander Litvinenko, a dissident who defected, an FSB officer, poisoned by polonium. Navalny, poisoned with Novichok, a Russian nerve agent. So you've got all these end politicians killed, as well opposition politicians, so that it became anyone who was really prominent or had something important to say was shut down. It's Echo of Moscow is a very strange thing because they allowed it, probably because of its connections with the West, that they couldn't, that knocking that out would have caused too much trouble. But they used the war as an opportunity to finish off the remaining independent media, which there wasn't very much of it. And of course, you're right. The liberal part of Russia, or liberal in the Western sense of freedom, people who want freedom for Russia, they mainly live in the large cities, particularly St. Petersburg and Moscow, and of course that's where a lot of the protests have been centered, is the large cities. But you know, there's been a change in the mood of the Russian people. This war has opened many of their eyes. You have Konstantin, who broadcasts from Uzbekistan, has said that it's actually more than a million Russians have fled Russia since the war began, in protest and not wanting to participate. And there is the Russian economy is falling apart. And so they have really put the pedal to the metal. They needed to get Ukraine under control. They need to reform the Soviet Union. And they are moving in the direction of North Korea, of isolating themselves in terms of the information sphere and militarizing everything. And they're aligned with China. China is giving them massive economic support. And, of course, China is ruled by a communist party. Why would they support Russia unless they were in on the same plan? The same idea. And of course they are. When the Soviet Union collapsed, Colonel Stanislav Lunev, a GRU colonel who I knew very well, defected with information that China and Russia were engaged in 1991 and 92 in intensive negotiations for an alliance to destroy the United States and to divide the territory in North America. And so this is a very important piece of information. And then you have the secret speech of the Chinese defense minister 20 years ago, Chiao Chen, saying, we're going to exterminate 100 to 200 million Americans with a biological attack. And that's what we're going to try to do. And if that fails, we're going to be in a nuclear war with America. And that was, I'm just giving you, it's a very long speech, but it's very interesting. And so there is a plan. They want to make a second China here, in the lower 48 states. And so a lot of our leftists don't understand. They're being used as tools. And their ideology is it's tragic what's happened. And this belief, religion of socialism, it's poison, it's toxic. People don't believe it. They don't understand it. Yeah.
Absolutely. And I'm a bit horrified when conservative traditional Americans sometimes fall for the Russian propaganda, and the one that they do fall for the most is, there's a really nice Russian Orthodox Church, but it's actually KGB run. But
that's
right. They start with that. Yeah, and they start with that, and then they sing the praises of Russia as though it's some really great bastion of something that they believe is proper and correct. But in fact, it's the whole concept of Russia today, which is Russia's aim to project a certain image to the West of, you know, properness and conservatism.
Yeah, they're trying to project that image. Yeah, no, it's not. Yeah. In fact, they're flying Soviet flags in Donbass.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Okay.
I hear the break coming up, so that's it for me.
Okay, thank you, Heffman. We'll get Jeff's summary after the break. We'll be right back.
John Moore's private consultations are the most comprehensive services available any place, anywhere in the world. They're available now and provide valuable knowledge and information that protects an individual, family, or group. We provide clarity, focus, and information for you and your associates for any situation. We have just the right knowledge, just the right information from just the right professionals. Schedule your consultation for your family or group now. Contact us at thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Once again, thelibertyman.com.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Company will fix bayonets. Fix bayonets. Attention.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Well, Jeff, you want to summarize your thoughts for today, sir?
No, not really.
No, okay. That's okay.
The thing that's so difficult to get is people don't, they look around and they don't see things like what's going on in everyone's head, how they're being manipulated, what the manipulations, how they're cleverly made. They would not be able to come out and, you know, if a person comes out and they've got a hammer and sickle tattooed on their forehead and communist flag, they're wrapped in a communist flag, nobody would follow them. Nobody would do it because everybody kind of knows the reputation of that. And so they learned, all the major communist politicians around the world, whether it was from Gorbachev and Yeltsin, Politburo members, right, to Obama and the Clintons and Biden, and the politicians in France and Germany and everywhere, they had to pretend that they were for the market, they were for freedom, they were for democracy, and so on, because they could not advance their agenda under the flag. So they had to use a Trojan horse. And there's many Trojan horses, it turns out. And this allows them adopting the language of their enemy and claiming to have surrendered. You know, I've had people tell me, fairly intelligent people say, oh, China's not communist anymore, they're capitalist. It's like, you haven't read Marx, right? They don't understand what a communist is. That communism, that Karl Marx said really nice things about capitalism. He was for, you know, free trade, because it would bind all the nations closer together to make the communist world government more possible. And Mao Zedong's innovation on Marx was called the Yin'an Way. He said, why sew up the capitalist pockets? Let's make them rich, but allow them to give us the key political positions, the strategic positions around the world. And then, you know, we'll go into business with the capitalists on Friday. They'll make a lot of money on Saturday. And by Monday, we'll have them all shot, lined up and shot. And this is what our big business people don't understand what they're doing. They don't read. They don't follow history. They just know their business. That's how come they get rich. You don't get rich if you actually spend time reading history, because you're not spending every ounce of your energy making money. And that's what's the problem with the bourgeoisie. They're not our the people that the capitalists that own the businesses, they only know their business. They don't know history. They don't know subversion. They don't know strategy in war. And so people like Bill Gates walk into China, they get treated like gold, and they get turned around. And you've got, you know, capitalist agents who come out of the Eastern Bloc, like George Soros, right? Like Robert Maxwell in England. And these guys move money back and forth between East and West. And they, guess what? They end up financing, Mr. Soros, financing the left, financing Antifa, for example. And so you have people like this who drive the communist movement is loaded with money because they've aligned with the capitalists and they're helping the capitalists get rich off of cheap Chinese labor and trade deals and so on. And so they basically turned our own capitalist class. The capitalist class needs to wake up. They're going to shoot the ball.
Jeff, thank you, sir. We'll have you back tomorrow morning and get more details. Appreciate it.
Okay. Bye-bye.
That's it for the day. Get medical supplies, energy, cleaning, essential oils. Now, while you can, your firearms, ammunition, never get your guns. Please have a fun, safe, productive day. God bless my beautiful county of Crawford County, Missouri, the large, beautiful state of Missouri I get to live in, the even larger state of Texas. And Lord, please, God bless the United States of America.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.